I'm Jimmy Murray, and this is the History Fact of the Day. Today's history lesson is on
John F. Kennedy. John F. Kennedy was the 35th President of the United States. He served as President from 1961 until 1963. His Vice President was Lyndon Baines Johnson. He was born on May 29, 1917 in Brookline, Massachusetts. He died on November 22, 1963 after he was killed by an assassin's bullet in Dallas, Texas. He was married to Jacqueline Lee Bouvier. His children were Caroline and John. His nicknames were JFK and Jack. John F. Kennedy is most famous for being assassinated early in his presidency. He is also famous for the Bay of Pigs invasion and the Cuban Missile Crisis. John grew up in a wealthy and powerful political family in Brookline, Massachusetts. It was also a big family as he had three brothers and five sisters. John's father, Joe, had the dream that one of his sons would become president. He sent them to the best schools and expected that his oldest son, Joe Jr., would be president one day. John graduated from Harvard in 1940 with honors. He then traveled to Great Britain to be with his father, who was the U.S. ambassador to Great Britain at the time. Here he learned firsthand about World War II and realized that the U.S. would likely be involved before it was over. He tried to join the army but couldn't get in because he had a bad back. So he joined the Navy and was in command of a patrol torpedo boat when it was sunk. He survived and became something of a war hero. Sadly, his older brother Joe wasn't as lucky and died in combat during the war. When Joe Jr. died, John's father turned to John to become president. He got John involved in politics and helped John to get elected to the U.S. Congress in 1947. John served as congressman for 6 years and then became a U.S. senator in 1953. Kennedy ran for president in 1960 against current Vice President Richard Nixon. He won in one of the closest elections in history. When Kennedy was elected, he gave one of the most stirring inaugural speeches in history. In this speech, he said the famous words, "Ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country." I would have done that in my Massachusetts accent, but my wife says it is awful. His presidency was marked by major events in the Cold War. These events included the building of the Berlin Wall in Germany by the Communists, the Bay of Pigs, and the Cuban Missile Crisis. Just a few months after becoming president, Kennedy decided to try and help Cuban rebels overthrow the Communist Cuban leader Fidel Castro. Unfortunately, the invasion failed miserably when the CIA-assisted rebels were soundly defeated. This event is called the Bay of Pigs because of the name of the bay where the invasion took place. In 1962, the United States discovered that the Soviet Union was building secret missile bases in Cuba. These missiles would be able to strike the US with nuclear bombs. In the coming days, the US and the Soviet Union came closer to nuclear war. The US quarantined Cuba in order to keep the missiles out. After negotiations, the Soviet Union agreed to dismantle the bases. In return, the US agreed to never attack Cuba and to remove missiles from Turkey. On November 22, 1963, John F. Kennedy was shot by Lee Harvey Oswald while riding in a convertible car in Dallas, Texas. He was the first president who was a Boy Scout. He was the youngest ever to be elected president. Teddy Roosevelt was the youngest president, but he came into the office due to the death of President McKinley. His grandfather, John Fitzgerald, was mayor of Boston and a U.S. congressman. He won the Pulitzer Prize in History for the book Profiles in Courage. Bobby Kennedy, John's younger brother, was one of his key advisors and headed up the Justice Department while John was president. Bobby later ran for president, but was assassinated before the election. John F. Kennedy was credited in starting the Peace Corps.
I'm Jimmy Murray. Thanks for listening to History Facts on the Kid Friendly Network. Music is by Kevin MacLeod. Executive producer, Chris Kremitzos.